So can I start by getting you to introduce yourself?
Yep, I'm Dame Kelly Holmes. Talking about Dole and More Than Fruit campaign.
So this research shows only a quarter of adults in the UK are getting their fibre a day. Is that shocking to you?
Yeah, I think by now, if you think about the messaging that we've had over the years around how important fruit and vegetables is in as part of your daily diet, I think it's quite shocking the percentages that come out that, well, 47% don't eat fruit and veg every day, 75% are not getting their five a day, 9% think that tuna is part of fruit and veg. I think there's a bit of education to be done here.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of confusion there, doesn't there?
Yes.
And new research actually is showing that we should really be eating 10 pieces of fruit and veg a day. Mm-hmm. So if people are already struggling to eat five, do you think they're going to make it to 10?
Yeah, I think it's really hard. I think what we need to do is those incremental goals and those small steps, really, to encourage people just to get to what the norm has always been around the minimum of five fruit and veg a day. I think if we're not doing that and we're not reaching those targets, then to actually put on to people that's about 10, you know, there'll be some like myself probably hit that target, you know, because I put it into smoothies, I have it as part of my day, I eat kale as snacks, you know, so there will be people out there like myself. But if actually there's a big percentage that actually don't have either any or not reaching that target, then, you know, to go to 10 is a step too far.
Yeah, it's a bit of a big leap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, with people having quite a busy lifestyle, it can make it more difficult to make healthy choices, can't it?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people do say, that they, you know, they find that that's a difficult part. But I probably would just disagree, obviously, because fruit is so accessible these days. You know, Dole, for example, do frozen food packets. You get a lot of fruit that's already prepared for you, and it's a case of getting it out the fridge and consuming it. You know, if you're talking about apples, bananas, pears, pomegranate seeds can be prepared for you now. You know, it's all of that. But also, I think some people say, oh, well, if I go all to fruit, then it's high sugar. Well, it's good sugars, for one. It's got obviously a lot of fibre, helps with the gut digestion, gives you lots of minerals and vitamins. But also the encouragement is to make sure that you have vegetables and fruit, especially if you're having a smoothie. So getting that in the breakfast, I'm a big advocate for having a smoothie in the morning, but a homemade one. You know, I put in my spinach or my kale, I mix in my blueberries or strawberries, I put in my coconut water, get some ice, make it nice and cold and thick, and that's it, I'm off, you know. And then also people can just do different types and variations. You know, you've got different types of milks out there now for those that are intolerant to milk, so having almond milk or coconut milk and putting in, you know, nuts, seeds, oats. It's such an easy way of getting and consuming fruit and veg these days that there's kind of not really many excuses.
And like you said, making a smoothie, it really only does take sort of 5 minutes to do, doesn't it? But you can get more than one portion in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I think people need to look at. You know, you could actually consume a big percentage of that five a day just from that one smoothie. And so I think if people can just make the effort, I think it's more that people need to know the benefits of having fruit and veg, you know. So I'm not quoted anything because I'm not a, you know, I'm not a medical person, but, you know, people were saying about it can help reduce the risk of sort of high blood pressures and, you know, kind of gut or bowel problems, etc., and constipation, digestive problems. So, you know, high fibre in your diet is actually quite essential. And I think people need to look at the benefits of it and also the negative effects of not having it. So they actually look at their life being more healthier.
Mm. And there's a new study today that shows obesity is linked to 11 different cancers. So it really is a big health issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why I'm a big advocate of this campaign with Dole, is because I believe that we need to educate the consumers, we need to educate the UK population, given these results, into the benefits of fruit and vegetable, but just putting more and more into your diet. We're talking a lot now about the diseases that are out there and how people are getting them, and it seems to be that everybody you know has got some illness or something happening to in a bad way. And actually, like my mother, she's got cancer at the moment. She's some of the steroids made her have diabetes and et cetera, but she was also told that her nutrition is really vital to keep her immune system up. And so while we're kind of combating the things like the diabetes, not having too much sugar, we're just making sure that she has that big balance of nutrition, and fruit and veg have actually been a big part of her recovery.
Absolutely. We've known for a long time that fruit and veg is obviously good for us. Why do you think so many people are ignoring the advice to eat more?
I think it is that we have this impression that if we have to do it, we've got to do a lot of preparation for it, or they just, say, oh, I don't want to eat all that vegetable. And then maybe it's slightly a laziness as well, because, a lot of people have a sweet tooth, as I do, and it's making those choices. If you're just going to consume everything that's processed or, chocolate, sweets all the time, you will have an effect on your body. And most people also say that they wish they could look better. And that is a combination of fitness, but it's also about balance in your food. And so actually fruit obviously can help combat the sweet tooth that you have, and that's why I have to look at that. But also it is about what you put into your body, you essentially get out, and that's actually true, whether that's skin, hair growth, nail growth, just feeling good about yourself generally. So I think people need to not have the negative attitude about how long it takes to prepare food, because like I say, it's really accessible now in little pouches, packets, frozen, and it still counts towards your five a day.
And just finally, we've touched on this already, but what do you think should be done to get more people eating 5 or even 10 a day?
It's education like this, part of, like I said, the research and the campaign with Dole is to get more people eating fruit and veg. I'm a big advocate of healthy lifestyles to make you feel good about yourself emotionally and physically. And I think people need, and that's why we're launching this today throughout March, to get the nation to increase their fruit intake. And I think it's educating the consumers and making simple, small steps that they could actually achieve.
Okay, I think that's all my questions. Is there anything you wanted to add at all?
No, just if people want to keep kind of abreast of this and maybe get more information, they can go on an Instagram, which is Dole Packaged Food Europe, and then maybe it can give them sort of more tips on how they can get more fruit and veg into them.
Okay, that's great. I think we're all done if you're happy with that.
Yes, lovely.